Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Ty Pennington, a TV personality focused in the home renovation area. Ty, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. So you're a guest that needs very little introductions. You're well known on HGTV and many of these other home improvement networks. You've been doing this for about 20 years, right?
Yeah, Trading Spaces was the first show I was on, and that was like 2001. So yeah, I've been doing it over 20 years.
So Extreme Makeover, Home Edition, Tiebreaker, and you've been doing Rock the Block now for about 5 years, right?
Yeah, and another show called Battle on the Beach, where I'm more of a mentor helping other renovators sort of accomplish these crazy feats that we try and do in like 6 weeks. But it's fun. I mean, I love the process. I love renovating. It's one of my favorite things to do creatively. It's something a lot of people have picked up. It's kind of fun to see how far it's come as a creative sort of force, thanks to the help of a lot of TV. A lot of people are trying a lot of DIY themselves and making it very successful. And that's what's so great about being able to sort of give advice in that area, because much more people are taking on renovation projects than they used to, that's for sure.
And the neat part of what you do is you give the consumer a view of what some of the options are. So I know why it's so popular. And you know, if we run through some of the big celebrities in your space, you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines, and back when it was Bob Vila, and then there's the Love It and List It show. So, you know, you've got several very strong competitors out there, and you've done really well yourself. Let me ask you, I've looked at your Wikipedia page, and it looks like you had a knack for woodworking when you were younger. My question is, how did that turn into becoming an HGTV celebrity?
My friends asked me when I ended up on Trading Spaces, they're like, how did you get a job being you? I was like, yeah. I guess I'm qualified. I've always been sort of creative. My mom would probably say I started destroying furniture before I started building it. But I've always been a person who loves working with their hands, whether it's in woodworking or painting or any of the above. I just had a knack for it. It's just something that sort of came to me. I think I really like, whether it's building or sculpting, and it's just making things. You know, I'm a maker. But yeah, in the early years, that's what you did. You had a job doing construction and painting and landscaping. I did all of that. But I also started making high-end furniture with another guy who went to Cooper Union. And I also went on an audition and ended up landing a job on the show called Trading Spaces, where I literally would build like 5 pieces of furniture with a budget of about $60. And so I learned quickly how to be resourceful and use materials in a creative way.
You know, I think the specialty of what you do is to marry up what the consumer you're working with, what their desires are. You always give them something that's a wow. It's exactly what they were looking for. That's one of my questions is how do you determine? I mean, if you think about it could be a Western look that they are desiring, or it could be a shaker look. You know, how do you marry up what the homeowner's looking for with what you offer?
You sort of like walk into a space. Well, let's face it. Like even if you walk into somebody's closet, you can get an idea of like what style they are, what colors they like, how they represent themselves. And that's one of my favorite tricks is a lot of people don't think they know style or color, but if you go into their closet, you can kind of get an idea. Like if somebody wears just khakis and white shirts, they're probably pretty clean, probably pretty minimalistic. If you see somebody's got a lot of just bold, crazy patterns on, you know, shirts or tops, then you're like, okay, these people could take a few more risks. For me, you sort of see a look. I look at a space and I look for architectural molding. I look for how old is the trim? Are we talking mahogany or is it a new build? Are we looking at white base or black base? What's the history of the building? You know, has it got a soul or is it a brand new build? And what does it need to sort of feel like it's going to have a vibe? These days there's so many different styles, whether it's beach sort of boho chic or it's even Victorian cozy cottage, which is becoming very popular again. And I live in Savannah now, so I see a lot of that, which is awesome. Or you could also, you know, be somebody who's like really into something really more minimal, which is very stark white with just a clean, maybe a two-color palette. So it all depends on the person. And the space will sort of tell you, this is what this needs. It needs more light, or it needs more open space, or we need to take advantage of the open spaces. It'll show itself to the right eye.
You have a philosophy of trust your gut. So tell us a bit more about that philosophy.
I mean, look, on Extreme Makeover Home Edition, I designed we did over 220 houses. You got the story in an email and you're like, okay, this is, you know, who we're helping. And I would have to like really come up with an idea very quickly. And sometimes you second guess yourself and you realize, oh my God, we have to go back to my original idea, which is this is, you know, it always sort of like the first idea sometimes is based on what it's going to end up anyway, but you'll just make it slightly better. But the other thing is you can't get into a situation where, like, trust your gut that you can do it, but you may need to reach out and make a call to somebody else who specializes in that particular area, especially if it's an electrician. But I think trust your gut is knowing that you have enough experience and you know enough products that can make a space so much better than it is. The only challenge anybody has is inexperience. But the more projects you take on, you battle that inexperience. The next thing you know, let's just say you're seasoned. I would say I'm very seasoned. And so I now trust my gut because I know what can be done in the time you have and the budget you have, and also like how to elevate a space. And sometimes all you need is to bring in a few things that really make surfaces just pop. Let's face it, because of TV, because of our phones, people are aware of much more fun, colorful, and more choices. And just knowing that you have those options makes your job so much easier.
Well, you're talking on a podcast on Floor Daily and with the editor and publisher of Floor Focus Magazine. We better talk about flooring. How important is the floor covering decision in the overall design of someone's home?
Oh, my God. A lot of people don't realize, but flooring not only sets the tone of your home, and what I mean is, it's the one plane of space that literally is the square footage, right? It is the one thing that everything rests on, but it's also what is the grounding tone. So the warmth, if you will, if you have a wooden floor, but it's also the pattern that says this space is absolutely beautiful. It starts, I think, in most places, literally the floor, and whether it is sort of a checkerboard harlequin design, or it's a herringbone, or just this warmth of wood that just says, wow, this place feels so nice. And like that, it's an understated grounding force in a home that people sort of just like don't realize it's there, but at the same time, it's so obvious that it's there. And that's why I always suggest to anybody doing renovation projects is that you start with your color palettes and that you start with your floor, because that's going to direct what the tone, what the feel of everything that's going into that space, whether it's cabinets, whether it's furniture, whether it's window treatments, it's all based on the flooring that's running through your house. And the other thing why flooring is so important is it also adds incredible value to your home. This is one of the things that really does elevate your space.
You know, I've already said that your talent is matching the right option to the consumer you're working with. So when you talk about flooring, what factors go into making that decision? Is it durability? Is it the theme of the home's overall design, like whether it's craftsman or modern? Is it budget? Is it lifestyle? Is it cozy versus bulletproof? Talk about some of the options that are out there that help you pick the right floor for one of your consumers.
Honestly, I mean, that's one of the great things about Cardine. They kind of check all the boxes. I mean, yes, you want durability, but you also want that design to sort of work overall, whether it's craftsman or modern, you know, and it's also going to meet whatever budget you have, but it also works with so many different lifestyles. I mean, let's face it, designing a space is like a puzzle, right? And the flooring it's the big piece. So it sort of has to fit all those categories. The beauty of what Cardine offers is it has so many options. They have hundreds of wood and stone designs, as well as like spectrums of color tones. And they also have different insulation formats, right? You can do glued down, you can do rigid core, you can do loose lay. So it's about the fact that the size of the Cardine product assortment means that there's always something that fits with that vision you're trying to encapsulate in your home. That's just it. Flooring, it has to be durable. It has to sort of meet the designs that you want to create the aesthetic you're trying to get to, but it also has to fit your budget and your lifestyle. What is so great about Cardine is there's a match for literally any of these sort of priorities, because it's not only a high-end product, but there's so many different ways you could go. There's a choice for everybody.
You've mentioned this brand, Cardine. That's the reason we're talking today. They actually are the ones that brought us together. Talk about this relationship you have with Cardine Design Flooring.
Well, it came about pretty organically, honestly. We sort of appreciate the beauty and artistry and the quality of the product. I came to learn more about them and also their passion for design and craftsmanship that goes into developing the products. And we eventually sort of formed a relationship that developed into this. Look, I'm glad and super excited to be partnered with Cardine, because when you notice their products, you look at the detail and you see like how much work goes into making this flooring so incredibly beautiful. You know, I've been working with my hands for years, and when you see something and you see not only how beautiful it can make a space look, but then when you look at each individual piece and you see much time and dedication goes into making something so aesthetically pleasing that when the job is done, you know that not only is it beautiful, but it's adding value to a home. It's also adding durability, and it will stand the test of time. And so these are the kind of things that I like to stand behind. I like to sort of partner with really good companies that have really good products.
And it doesn't hurt that they're a family-owned company and about 50 years old too, right?
Well, that's what's great. I mean, honestly, they're a family-owned company. They've been around 50 years. I mean, look, big block companies are great, but sometimes I think a really smaller, like a built family that's been around 50 years really hones in on specializing what they do. And I think with Cardine, that's exactly what their focus is making great products, specializing in really high quality. And then when you see it on the floor, you realize exactly why you went with them. That's why I love partnering with them. They're great people.
Okay, Tyler, last question. What show are we going to see you on next?
Well, the next show you're going to see me on is Battle on the Beach. I just finished filming in North Carolina. It's a lot of fun. It's me and these two other girls who are mentors, and we team up with these teams who try and redo a beach home in 7 weeks. And it is a challenge. It's a competition, but it's amazing what has to be done in 6 weeks. And we basically turn a shack into Shangri-La. So it's pretty amazing. Battle on the Beach is on HGTV. I believe it premieres June 3rd.
Okay, Ty, it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Ty Pennington, a TV personality focused in home improvement. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.